First of all, my apologies about my English level. It's Yoda level and it's a Jedi tradition. Just forgive me. I'm Fatih Özavcı. I'm a penetration tester for 13 years. My special expertise on voice over IP servers, voice over IP infrastructure, mobile applications, also other ones. I'm author of Wipro Voice over IP Penetration Testing Kit. Also, I published a small paper about SIP trust relationships hacking. Also, I demonstrated Wipro Voice over IP Penetration Testing Kit yesterday in Black Hat Arsenal. Anyone from Black Hat Arsenal here? Okay. We should wrap up this Wipro part. Wipro is a penetration testing kit. And I will discuss a few advanced attacks and Wipro have a few models to demonstrate or exploit these attacks. And this is a small Wipro demonstration. Wipro has a few models, 10 models right now, but I'm working on 3 models. It's a Metasploit models pack. You can download and extract in Metasploit root directory. So you can use it to discover SIP infrastructure, voice over IP infrastructure. You can collect information from SIP servers. Also, you can get a few important things from SIP servers. Also, you can enumerate target servers. Here is the Wipro in action. It has debug support. Also, it has verbose support. That means you can easily collect information from this debug data. Discovery can be used for collecting information. So we can use all methods, all SIP infrastructure and protocol methods in this collecting part and discovery part. So Wipro has register, options, invite, subscribe, and a few methods to discover features of SIP server. It's basically a SIP client, but a smart one. You can easily develop another module for your custom tests or something else. It has a SIP library. Actually, Metasploit Rex library. That's the register test. We can register an infrastructure, or we can register a client, or we can register a user using Wipro to a SIP server. Also, we can initiate calls with a user or without a user, over a SIP proxy or not. Also, we have a few headers in SIP request, so we can manipulate this request and its headers to bypass or to bypass billing, to bypass restrictions of SIP ACLs or SIP firewalls. This is a basic demonstration, basic features of Wipro. I will talk about these basic features now, but I will discuss a few advanced attacks in this session. Also, I have another demo at last of this presentation for these advanced attacks.
It's really hard to get picked to speak at DEF CON. Let's give him a big round of applause. This is his first time speaking, so we need him to do a shot on stage.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. It's definitely a surprise.
Do you need another one?
No, not now. maybe later.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. I was nervous and I'm fine right now. So, okay, we should pass this part, this action, or, okay, we have a few people are coming. We can start actual presentation. You can watch this video, what I just played. It's already in YouTube. Also, I played this video in many security conferences to show VPro's basic features and basic attack abilities. So I will discuss these attacks and how can we use these attacks to bypass security features of SIP servers. And this is my agenda today. Discovery, footprinting, collecting information, initiating a call, initiating a bypass for CDR or billing or restrictions or something else. Also, we have another attack, SIP bounce attack. I will explain it. Also, fake services and MITM. Yeah, we have another model for SIP proxy for MITM thing. Also, SIP servers should be available 7/24, so we can attack them using those features or something else. Also, we have another feature, hacking SIP trust relationships, because they trust each other, so we can act like just one. Also, we can use these SIP features or SIP trust hacking features to attack another client, a specific mobile client, and other desktop client. Also, fuzzing in advance, another subject for us. I will discuss a few fuzzing features. Out of scope is actually RTP. I will add RTP features later. Also, additional services are not subject. Also, XML or JSON-based supporting services is not required for this presentation. SIP is session initiation protocol. It's just a signaling protocol for NGN services or SIP-based telephony services. Next generation network is postmodern TDM devices. HP Blade-like systems. They have three or maybe more soft switches, RTP proxies, C proxies, or something else. So they should connect MSAN or MAD gateway devices. I will show an infrastructure for this sample. So SIP and Megaco protocol, also RTP, they are heart of this NGN infrastructure. Also, SIP should be implemented securely, this NGN platforms. So we will hack this SIP protocol and we will hack this NGN infrastructure. They use next generation network term, but I believe it's not because SIP is old protocol. SIP has many security weaknesses, and we will discuss in this presentation these weaknesses. This is sample SIP server in your network. If you have a network, commercial network, it should be placed just like that. By the way, commercial services are completely different. This is sample next generation network infrastructure. SIP server, also known as soft switch, heart of this infrastructure. STP servers, also other servers, such as VAS or DBI or CDR. These servers should be connected with soft switches. Also, MSAN devices and media gateway devices should be implemented for endpoint termination. For connection between MSAN media gateway devices and soft switches, the protocol is Megaco. Other connections, especially redirecting calls between soft switches, it should be SIP, SIP. Also, you should know you used many soft phone application in your mobile phones. That means you already have SIP services, and you are a customer of a SIP provider. But here's the thing. They think they are secure, but it's not. Especially their infrastructure is vulnerable. This infrastructure not closed, but they think it's closed. Actually, it's open physical access. Also, you can easily manipulate endpoint terminators, such as meta gateway devices, smart modems, or something else. Also, they think abusing voice over IP requires specific knowledge. That's no longer the case with VPROI, because we have many features to easily test these SIP servers' features and security. Also, they focused on toll-based attacks, toll fraud or something else. But we have many attacks, spying, phishing, surveillance, or DDoS attacks, or attacking actual mobile clients or desktop clients. Also, value-added services are another important vulnerable servers. Also, they think their vulnerable devices well-configured and securely. They are vulnerable. They use old softwares. They use actual legacy softwares, Solaris 5 or Linux Slackware 2.1 or something else. So we can easily bypass and exploit them. But that is not our real subject. We will discuss specific one, SIP protocol. VPROI is a Vulcanish word. That means call. VPROI has many modules to test SIP server security. So we can actually initiate a few advanced attacks and mostly all basic attacks for these target SIP servers using VPROI's modules. Also, it has custom header support. It has authentication support, but in many ways. Just proxy authentication, server authentication, for different hashing algorithms and a few ones. Also, I have a few new models, such as Trust Analyzer, Short Message Service Tester, or Bounce Scan Module, DDoS Initializer, or directly MITM proxy tool. You can use this tool to test attacks, which we'll discuss now. Basic attacks are important. They are not new, but we have no sufficient tool to analyze this type of attacks. Sandra Gocha left SIPvicious. Also, Sheepshack and other tools not sufficient for penetration testing of SIP servers. We should create another one. I should create another one because I need it. I create VPROI. To analyze security of SIP servers, especially their features, discovering SIP servers, enumerating SIP servers, collecting remote users, internal numbers or clients, brute force attacks for internal numbers, users with a password list or not. Also, identifying specific numbers, identifying value-added services, or something else. If you use this test after authentication, you have no choice except VPROI. By the way, brute forcing or invites features, they are required to test special features of SIP security. Also, we can initiate direct invite attacks. We can initiate invite spoofing attacks, or we can initiate proxy redirected invoice attacks. So we can easily bypass CDR records or ACLs or maybe invoice things. VPROI easily automate this type of attacks. This is basic discovery thing. This discovery step is basic, just like other penetration testing types. We should send a request, and we will wait for a response to analyze. So we can send options, register, invite, subscribe, message, or all methods. So we have all in VPROI. Another one is we should analyze headers in response. So left side, generic headers, and right side, proxy headers and warnings. We can collect many information from these headers. MSAN devices, invoice information, remote server software or it's vulnerable or not. Register is another important test because many value-added services has no authentication. Another thing is these specific services or specific trunks or specific gateways has no authentication to heat up or to speed up the connection. So we can initiate register attack to detect this no authentication services. Also, we can register our specific port and IP address to initiate raw attacks, such as raw fuzzing. We will discuss in fuzzing section. But you should know, SIP servers have many authentication skills. So if it has an authentication just like that, it waits so, your registration and it sends a privileged ACL or it accepts your specific IP address and port for other requests without authentication. If this type of authentication is available, you can register your specific port and IP address to initiate other attacks such as direct invite, spoofing or fuzzing things. By the way, register attack could be used for brute force or something else. We have many more attack type. Also, we can bypass many things using proxy headers or a few specific features such as changing from field, changing contact field, adding specific proxy headers such as changing vector or changing identity over proxy headers such as p-asserted identity, calling party ID or p-preferred identity. These headers could be used to bypass billing or security ACLs or SIP-specific firewalls, acting just like another SIP proxy. We can use these attacks. Also, we have another attack just re-invite or update. We can send re-invite request or update request during a call to change its charging vector, change its billing features. So we can use these features. Also, you can develop specific tool or specific module for VPRO. Invite request issues just like that. We will send an invite and we will get a specific response. We can change meta headers. So we can easily bypass rules, protected or not. Specific headers I already mentioned. Also, it's just basic usage. But we will use invite for specific tests, for another test, just trust analyzer or something else. This is SIP bounce attack. It's similar to FTP bounce attack. If remote target has a proxy support, we can use it to scan other servers, which is trusted or not. So we can use it basically. These are a screenshot. So this tool exposes user agent or server software, remote servers, and untrusted ones. It works just like that. We will send a register or option or invite request to target remote server. Also, we will change its realm or URI to connect another one. So we can collect this information. It's important for us because remote servers and front-end servers well protected. And this servers has many call ACLs. So we can use this remote targets if it has a proxy support. Scan other specific features and other inaccessible servers. Also, we can initiate other attacks, such as SIP trust relationships. Also, just now, I should mention another thing. I have a friend for you. I will mention after the video. Sorry, I should mention after the video, but I already shot, you know. So this is my friend. It's a gift for best question. It's 5-year-old age, special Turkish rakı. I'm from Turkey, as you know. So if you shot me a good question, you will have this ball. If we will no time to QA section, you will find me at Chili Bar, Chili Out Bar, or QA section, or just push me or attack me to ask a question. So we will continue again. Fake services, another subject. We should discuss about fuzzing features or specific MITM attacks. Because our regular SIP clients, generic SIP clients, has no features to bypass billing or security features. Also, it has no support to invite spoofing. So we will add MITM tool. We can change our client's features. For example, adding invite support, invite spoofing support, specific proxy header support to bypass billing. Also, we can use this feature to fuzz SIP clients or servers. We can easily change specific data with fuzzing requests. So we will have a few crashes from SIP clients or servers. Fake services is not yet ready. By the way, MITM is ready. I updated WebRoy's GitHub repository, so you can easily download it and you can use it. This MITM feature is useful for testing or adding specific features. You can use it freely. But I should mention, if you use it to collect information, collect credentials from clients, such as MITM attacks or something else, you should use ARP scan or ARP spoof or VLAN hopping attacks. You should be a man in the middle to collect this information. Also, DOS is another important thing when we will discuss about SIP servers. It's not server, it's a business. So money is really important for them. So we can attack their availability. Locking all users if they have account locking policy. Also, we can initiate many call same time, so we can overflow call limits of server. Or we can ring all clients same time. It's possible. So we can use this DOS thing easily. By the way, we can use these attacks to bypass a few features. For example, if you need to act just like with a SIP proxy, you should disable it. So you can use these tools to disable or unresponsive this remote SIP server. By the way, we have another attack. SIP servers send many responses. It's an RFC. So we can initiate a bogus request. For example, unauthenticated invite or something else. They will send us many responses. 10 plus, 20 plus, maybe more. So we can send IP spoofed requests to target SIP servers. So this remote SIP server will send responses to another DDoS target. Just like that. So we can search many servers, many SIP servers, and we can collect all of them to initiate a DDoS attack. You should remember, all SIP servers, all SIP services should contain many SIP servers for gateway connection, for international connection, for redirection or backup. So we can use all of them in same network. And acting another one, we cannot access. Also, trust relationship hacking is another subject. We can act just like SIP proxy. So we can act and we can initiate call, we can send messages, or we can attack mobile clients via this SIP trust relationships. NGN servers should trust each other because TCP is slow and TLS or other encryptions are slow. By the way, they require many CPU usage. So engineering infrastructure and vendors prefer UDP-based SIP authentication and UDP-based Rust. So we can attack just like SIP proxy or something else. We need a specific information for this attack. We should have an internal number. Basically, we should be a customer of this service, because we should have a soft or a hardware client to view caller ID. We will spread IP spoofs and port spoofs packets this target server, and if this server trusts other IPs, there will be a call and we will learn its basic IP address and port. It's in baby steps. We should find trusted SIP networks, mostly B class. We should send request, invite request for each IP and port. That means 60,000, maybe more request. If this server, target server, accepts one of them, we will have a call. But we will have no idea about which one is trusted. Here is the thing. We have invite spoofing section. So I will add IP and port section in from field. That means when we will have a call, we should see which IP and port is trusted in from field and calling number. Okay. Here's the schema and demo. There's an attacker. Attacker have no idea about Ankara's or Istanbul's IP addresses and networks. He should know only B-class network, maybe C-class network. He should have a soft client from Izmir server, this production server. He will spread, he will initiate IP spoof packets from this field, just like sending from Istanbul or Ankara. And when we have a call, we will see IP address and port. That means Izmir trusts Istanbul's IP address and port. Okay, how can we use it? It's trusted, but what? We can initiate a call. If we have a specific IP address and port, we can send specific IP address and port, and we can send specific from field, and we can initiate a call. So it's an invite spoofing, also it's CDR and billing bypass. By the way, probably you should ask, or you will ask, it's just one package and we used IP spoofing and we have no responses. And how the call works? How will it resume? It's not. All required is we have a packet to send another one. For example, internal number 101. One packet is sufficient for main attacks. I will show you. By the way, in message protocol, a message method has no resume or no state. So you can send this message, short message or something else, to remove server, just like came from Istanbul or something else, which trusted. That means you can exploit specific voice over IP features, voice mailbox features, value-added services, just like send a register request for us with short message service. Invoice me at this month. We can spoof this message. So we can change billing features. Or we can acting a few features. I'm not here, redirect me for something else. Okay, just send us a message. Which one is required? Or where you will be available. Okay, redirect space my internal number. That's a small message. We can send it. So we can handle all calls. It's possible. By the way, we can use it to initiate those attacks, denial of service attacks. For example, ringing all clients bypassing a few features, initiating many calls to overloading servers or VAS services, value-added services, or CDR fields. By the way, we can attack specific mobile clients or desktop clients. When we send this invite request or message request, we have a few features. From name, contact fields will be same. We can send this request to remote server and remote server redirect these fields to client. So we can fuzz it or we can crash it with many AAAs in from field or from name field or contact field. Also, we have message support, so we can exploit this vulnerability over message too. Also, maybe you know, SIP and STP has many features. So this type of STP request or STP content should be redirected. Also, mind time support should be available. And you can manipulate mime types or its content of this request to crash mobile application. These clients trust remote IP address and port, so we can initiate IP spoofing easily. And basically, I crashed an application. Other iPhone SIP client, you can download it from App Store, has a vulnerability. It has a no border control in from field. So we can send 550 chars in this field and it will crash. It will be crashed. So we can exploit it. Okay, we should summarize and collect it. We can send a packet from Istanbul, we have no idea, and we cannot access this Istanbul, to Izmir, the production server. We have its IP address, yes. But it will redirect this call to another one, something else. We have no idea its IP address. But it has an internal number, just your cell number or something else. So there is no user interaction. The application will crash. There is a client attack. So many applications can be vulnerable to this type of attacks. Asterisk has a limit for this from field. Only 1,000 chars, maybe more. By the way, SIPsec or other commercial products has no restriction for this from field. So we can use this from field, from name field, contact field, or other MIME types to crash specific application. Also, we have fuzzing. Anybody loves fuzz. But fuzzing is completely different in SIP protocol. You have many fuzzers, but these fuzzers are old. And it's really important because vendors use these old tools to evolve their products. So you have no vulnerabilities to find using these tools. You should change your perspective and vision. We can fuzz it in many ways, acting just like SIP server, SIP client, MITM attack, or just like acting like proxy or something else. But old school fuzzing is not sufficient. Request-based and response-based fuzzing difference. Has a few differences. Request-based fuzzing is popular, and we have many tools for request fuzzing. But they have no state feature. They cannot track all call, and they cannot fuzz during a call. Our newest SIP fuzzing tool published in DEF CON 2007. So we have no new tool almost 6 years. We can develop our specific fuzzing tool, especially for response-based fuzzing. So we can use these features in WIPROI's specific SIP library. We can initiate specific fuzzing features. How about smart fuzzing? Smart fuzzing should be real smart. It should have state support. It should have many methods such as subscribe, ACK, FRAG, or invite, re-invite, update. We have no support in MetaTools. Also, fuzzing after authentication is completely different thing because we have no tool to fuzz remote servers after authentication or with authentication. So we have another thing. Yes, fuzzing is cool, especially crashing an application. But in SIP servers, we should fuzz specific numbers for value-added services. Detecting its features, detecting free call features, or detecting a few specific things. So you can easily create your basic fuzzer. Okay, WIPROI, how it helps you? It has a basic SIP library. A few models have a dump fuzzing support. I will show you. Also, we have custom header support, so we can easily bypass many things before fuzzing. Also, less code, only 20 lines, maybe more. We can easily develop our tools. Also, it has raw request support, so you can combine it with your generic fuzzer. It's really free. Fuzzing SIP services, request-based. Okay, you already knew this request-based fuzzing, and I will bypass it. But you should know, headers should be fuzz. Proxy headers or something else. Okay, here's the thing. Response-based fuzzing is not popular. Also, there is no tool to fuzz response features of SIP server. Just imagine you have two clients, one for acting just like remote SIP client, just one for attacking and fuzzing remote server during this call. You can initiate two clients separately, and you can drive separately all of them. Also, you can initiate many using this library. Starting one and starting two. After that, you will initiate a call from starting two and target is one. Also, you can add re-invite fuzzing feature during this call. You can add STP fuzzing feature during this call. Also, this response is important because when you send a request to a server, server redirects the request to another client. If this client sent bogus responses, this remote server should assess and analyze and execute this response. 200 okay, such as. So we can send bogus responses. So it's a specific feature. You can develop your tools using WIPROI. WIPROI has many features. So we have a few things to develop, such as advanced fuzzing support, RTP support, TCP TLS support, or many more. By the way, it's MSF licensed, so you can download it freely, you can change it. You can develop your tools with this library. That's it. I will show another demo. This demo prepared to show SIP bounce attack, hacking SIP trust relationships, detecting trusted servers, initiating a fake call, after that, crashing a mobile client. This is an example. I have a network, actually a small network, three SIP servers and four SIP clients. We can initiate this SIP bounce attack to detect servers and clients, trusted or not. We can use remote SIP proxy server. we will have two SIP servers now. One is ours, another one is inaccessible for us. Also, we have another branch, 200 and 210. I will set this branch to the data. Remove SIP servers and clients during test. As you see, there are many SIP services. One of them SIP server, other SIP clients. SIP trust hacking is basic and old method, but we can use it easily for NGM platforms, especially in local network. So we can easily break physical network with smart modems hacking or physical hacking, breaking locks or something else, and we can initiate this attack. Also, public SIP services also vulnerable to this type of attacks. SIP services trust hacking should be prepared with a specific target range, and ISAT, SIP server, the remote server, source remote host is potential network. Also, I can set a port range because they can use any ports for trust or something else. Also, we should set interface for IP spoofing and raw request. And internal number 103, and we will initiate this attack. If you have a number, you have IP or something else, we will learn which host is trust. As you see, 202, and its port 5060 is trusted. It's a pale, it's a port for restriction on ACL. So I can set specifically this one, and I will initiate a call. This is trusted host, and I set from field for invite spoofing. I can write anything. I write Occupy Gezi. If you already knew Gezi Park Resistance in Turkey, it's a tribute. By the way, if you don't know, you can search this tag in Twitter. As you see, we have a call. Also, we can crash mobile application. This mobile application is Adore phone in iPhone application, in iPhone. You can download it from App Store. I downloaded it and I initiate a secure shell session left side, and I start a debugger, and I crash it with a right terminal. I set only set action to call. I set from field to fuzz features. For example, set from fuzz 550. Also, I will set to field. That means our destination, our internal number, remote. So, I initiated the debugger. You can watch this video from YouTube too. It's available from Vipro WebKit's homepage. As you see, it's really easy to use because it's a Metasploit module set. Left side, as you see, 138 his iPhone's IP address, but I have no idea and I didn't set it in my tool. I initiate Juno debugger to debug other phone application. It's PID. And Juno debugger, you initiate it for this PID. It's continuing. When I start the attack, you should watch and you should see left side a kernel email address issue. We have a memory corruption vulnerability, and it's a basic DOS attack. By the way, it can be exploited. You feel free to develop an exploit for this vulnerability using this tool. So you can download this presentation from my homepage, also WePro's homepage. You can download this tool from WePro's homepage, also its GitHub source code section. By the way, you have a 15 minutes training video. You can use it. Also, these papers. These people helped me to present. Also, they encouraged me. I have many respect for them. Yes, I have only 1 minute. I will be chilling out cafe. I have this one for you. If you will came to ask specific question or smart question, I will give you. Okay? Thank you.